Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm so glad you're tuning in because today we're diving into something super powerful. Managing those wild roller coaster emotions with the help of good old-fashioned journaling. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like one minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're spiraling into a pit of doom? Yeah, me too. It's a universal human experience, but let's be honest, those emotional swings can be exhausting. Well, guess what? We've got a secret weapon. Journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, journaling, that's so cheesy, hear me out. Journaling isn't about writing flowery prose or becoming the next Ernest Hemingway. It's about creating a safe space to dump all those thoughts and feelings that are bouncing around in your head. Think of it like therapy for your brain, but way more affordable, and you don't even have to wear pants. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that will help you tap into the power of journaling. 1. Journaling is a release valve. Ever felt that pressure building up inside? Like you're about to explode? Journaling acts like a release valve for those pent-up emotions. Getting them out on paper, even if it's just a stream of consciousness rant, can drastically reduce that internal pressure cooker feeling. 2. It brings clarity. When we're overwhelmed by emotions, it's hard to think straight. Journaling forces us to slow down and process those feelings. By writing things down, you start to see patterns and gain clarity on what's really going on. It's like having a mini detective session with your own brain. 3. You learn about yourself. Imagine this. You're staring at a blank page, just pen and paper, no distractions, no pressure. That's your chance to get real with yourself. You can explore your values, your fears, your dreams, anything that comes to mind. Through journaling, you uncover hidden truths about yourself that you might not have realized before. 4. It's a tool for growth. Journaling isn't just about venting, it's about growth. By reflecting on past experiences, both good and bad, we can learn from our mistakes, celebrate our wins, and figure out how to move forward in a more positive direction. Think of it like a roadmap for your emotional journey. 5. It's super accessible. The beauty of journaling is that it's incredibly accessible. You don't need fancy equipment or special skills. All you need is a pen, paper, and maybe a comfy spot where you can relax. Start small. Even 5 minutes a day can make a huge difference. Okay, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom who constantly feels overwhelmed. She's juggling work, kids, housework, and trying to maintain some semblance of sanity. It's no wonder she feels like she's constantly on edge. Sarah decides to start journaling for just 10 minutes each night before bed. At first, it's just a jumbled mess of thoughts and anxieties. But gradually, she starts to see patterns emerge. Certain situations trigger her stress, specific tasks drain her energy, and she even discovers that deep down, she craves more time for herself. Through journaling, Sarah gains clarity, identifies her triggers, and begins to implement strategies to manage her stress levels. She feels less overwhelmed, more in control, and ultimately happier. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Journaling is a powerful tool that can help you manage your emotions, gain self-awareness, and foster personal growth. It's accessible, affordable, and surprisingly effective. Don't underestimate the power of putting pen to paper. It might just change your life. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you tried journaling before? What are your biggest takeaways or struggles? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you found value in today's episode, hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use some emotional self-care. Until next time, keep tapping out of those overstimulating situations and embrace the journey of emotional well-being.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.